America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Students at Pike Road head back to class today. This will be a historic year as Pike Road will graduate its first senior class. George Washington Middle School will also undergo renovations during the school year. Class will not be in session today at Floyd Middle Magnet School. This after mechanical issues at the school left it without air conditioning Tuesday. Montgomery Public School Board President Claire Wheel tells us an electrical issue caused most of the power to go out at the school yesterday. The electrical and air conditioning issues should be resolved by Thursday. And Montgomery Fire Rescue is growing. 18 new graduates officially joined the team during a ceremony yesterday at City Hall. This comes after weeks of training and testing. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living. And we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Allison Chain, yes or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't really care.
Don't care. He's not of our, you know, same era there, Baron. I know, but he's hip.
And he's
that's true.
Present.
He's very hip.
I was thinking about my ex-dog when I hear Alice in Chains.
All right, Jack Campbell. You talking about that morbidly obese beagle?
She was not morbidly obese.
Well, it killed her.
No, it didn't. She.
What happened to her? I don't remember. She just got old?
Yeah. She was almost 14.
Was she really?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that happened fast.
She's a tough old gal.
Time flies. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry here with you on a daily basis. Let's see here. Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. That's terrible. That's terrible news. Just got a text message. Just awful news.
Anyone we know?
Do what?
Anyone we know?
Yeah, 84. The text came from him. It wasn't. The terrible news wasn't about him.
Good.
But anyway, thebathinnovations.com guest hotline. If you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. I'm going to save this story till Friday. Sometimes you look at things, you just see a story, and you say, it's a Friday story. This likewise probably is going to end up being a Friday story. Facebook has banned women for Trump. You remember we had, what was her name, Dave? The former Attorney General of...
Oh, yeah, Pamela Bondi.
Pam Bondi. Good-looking woman, by the way.
She is.
Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of the state of Florida. She is a Trump supporter. I guess at least a Trump surrogate.
She's the chairman of Women for Trump? Or
one of the board members.
Yeah.
She's one of the board members for Women for Trump. With 14 months or so to go before the election, Facebook has drawn a very clear line on what ads are and are not allowed. As President Trump attempts to build support among women, the tech site Gizmodo reports Facebook has banned Trump's pro-women re-election ads. The ad merely says women for Trump. The reason that it's banned? The ad targets women. I'm not kidding. The ad contravenes Facebook's advertising guidelines, which list 30 varieties of prohibited content, including asserting or implying personal attributes, which includes gender, which includes being a woman. That's number 12 of the banned stuff. Ads must not contain comment that asserts or implies personal attributes. This includes direct or indirect assertions or implications about a person's race, ethnic origin, religion, beliefs, age, sexual orientation or practices, gender identity, disability, medical condition, financial status, membership in a trade union, crime record, or name. So I'm guessing you could not have one that says...
One-leggers for Trump.
Well, like, no, that's way. Dumb.
Yeah. You could not have one that says Muslims for Bernie. Or poor people for Bernie.
Hmm.
Or, you know, I don't know how that... What did they do? I guess Facebook wasn't around. But what did they do when Obama ran?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the most divisive campaign I've ever seen run. Daring to imply or infer women in the same image triggers Facebook's pre-crime algorithms. I mean, it's toast.
Weird.
You can't have a Women for Trump ad. I'm going to pay careful attention to this in the
political
ads. Yeah,
me too. To see if there's a Women for Bernie.
Yeah, or yeah, women for Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah.
Imagine the Million Man March was around. The whole premise of that was we're going to get a million black men to march to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
How do you advertise for such a plan? How do you advertise for that program on Facebook? I guess you don't. What if you advertise and you say we're looking for transgender people to support this particular...
Right.
Or I stand with Planned Parenthood. Aren't those all pro-women ads? We'll see. I'm going to pay careful attention. I'm not going to throw this story away. I'm going to put it on the back burner. I'm going to let it bubble like the marinara sauce at Midtown Pizza Kitchen, which is presently bubbling as we speak. Democrat candidates in a CNN tracking poll. Joe Biden has gone from 22 to 29. Kamala Harris has plummeted. I mean, absolutely fallen off the map. Kamala Harris has gone from 17 to 5.
Oh, yeah.
To 5. You crunching on something?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I had your mic off. She's gone from 17 to 5.
Jeez. Wow.
Kamala.
All of it appears to have gone to Joe Biden, by the way. Because he's gone up 7 points. Bernie Sanders staying calm in second place, around 14 or 15%. Tied with Elizabeth Warren, about 14 or 15%. Nobody else over 5% in this tracking poll.
Yeah.
Biden, Sanders, Warren. This is the party of diversity in Obama.
Mm-hmm. Do you see where Biden made some stupid comment the other day about the assassination of MLK
in
the late 70s?
Did he really?
Yeah.
Well, Obama said 57 states and nobody said a word about it. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders are 1 and 2. They old white men 1 and 2
Washed Up White Hag, number three, Elizabeth Warren. And then all your exciting, diverse candidates, Pete Buttigieg, five, Kamala Harris, five, Cory Booker, two.
Why are you going to say that about a gay man?
What?
Mispronounce his name.
What's how you say it? It's B-U-T-D-G-E-G, Buttigieg. Buttigieg. What are you talking about?
I'm just laughing at you.
Are you thinking Buttigieg could refer to his sexual status?
Perhaps.
No, I wouldn't say such a thing, Jack. No, it's that. How do you pronounce his name? Buttigieg?
Yeah, Buttigieg or something like
Buttigieg?
That.
Buttigieg? Well, Buttigieg. I just dropped the first the I. Buttigieg.
Well, that can make a major
Buttigieg.
Difference.
Buttigieg?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure Buttigieg is any better than Buttigieg. It's the, I mean.
Well, it depends, but I'm not going to say the next part of that sentence.
Tulsi Gabbard, minority. Julian Castro, minority. Cory Booker, minority. Kamala Harris, minority. Have collectively, respectively, 2, 2, 2, and 5. Only ultra-white man with Hispanic-sounding last name, Beto O'Rourke, has 3. This is a 3-horse race among old white people.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I would have never... Ladies and gentlemen, this doesn't tell you something about the state of the Democrat Party today. Every single minority ought to be paying attention and looking deeply at the Democrat Party and seeing, oh, this is what they think of minorities, really. This is really what they think of minorities. When they had an easy slam dunk election against John McCain because he was a traitor and a loser, when they had an easy slam dunk election against John McCain because the economy was completely crumbling and he had George W. Bush hanging like a millstone around his neck being tossed into the sea. When they had an extremely easy shoo-in election, they were like, yeah, let's give the black guy a chance. But now that it looks like the Donald has the power of incumbency and is doing well and the economy's on fire, they think, oh, no, we got to send in a white guy to do this job. This is a hard job. Sit tight, Kamala O'Harris. Sit tight, Cory Booker. Sit tight, Julian Castro. Sit tight, Tulsi Gabbard. This is a white man's job.
This is a job for whitey.
Last time a non-white had this position, it destroyed the Democratic Party nationwide. We lost 1,000 legislative seats nationwide. We're not going to risk that again. You guys go to the back of the bus, please. While we're on studies, I love polls. I look up polls every day. Nearly 4/5 of gender minority students have mental health issues.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Here's
4/5
of gender minority students have mental health issues.
Gender minority students?
A significant majority of transgender and gender variant students.
Wait a minute. This is something that you this plays right into what you talk about.
Grand Mufti talks about this a lot, ladies and gentlemen. It's a mental disease. It's a mental disorder. If someone walked up to you, if your son, your 16, 17, 18, or frankly 25 or 30 year old son walked up to you tomorrow and said, "I think I'm trapped in the man's body. I'm really a rhinoceros. What I want to do is start a collection of nails and meld them together into a horn and have it surgically implanted onto my forehead. Because I am a rhinoceros trapped in a man's body." And he starts walking around on all fours. Starts peeing backwards like rhinoceroses do.
Making rhino noises, whatever those are.
What does a rhinoceros do?
I don't really know.
Do they growl?
I met one.
Do they roar?
I think they might like bleat. Something like that, right?
All right, so you got a 25-year-old walking around on his hands and knees, peeing all over the living room, has a horn surgically implanted on his forehead. What conclusion do you draw? That he's mentally healthy? Or he is a friggin' lunatic?
Sounds like a pretty wild party, Baron.
The guy's nuts! He's nuts. If you think you're a lion, a tiger, or a bear, or a monkey, you're nuts. If you think you're a rhinoceros, you're nuts. A unicorn, you're nuts. But for some reason, if you're a man and think you're a woman, everybody's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, you sound like Clyde.
Yeah, that makes sense. A significant majority of trannies and gender variant students, I'll interpret what gender variant means. Gender variant means you're neither male nor female. You're something else.
Well, there aren't there some people born that way?
Yeah, but
very few.
I know. There was one in Montgomery.
The study, published in the American Journal of Preventive Medicine, examined responses from more than 65,000 students from several dozen different American institutions. Around 1,200 of those students said they had an alternate gender identity, meaning they don't identify with the gender of their birth sex.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you what this means here. 65,200. I'm going to do the math on this. A lot of times when people say do the math, there's no math to do. There's actually math to do here. 65,200. That's almost 2%. 1.8%. 1.8% of students claim they're neither male nor female. Or they're female when they're supposed to be male or male when they're supposed to be female. That's one out of 50.
That's a lot.
That's every two high school classrooms has one.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That's a fad, people. That's not reality. That's a fad. That's a fad. F-A-D. That's a fad. Almost 80% of these gender minority students reported having at least one mental health issue. Almost 80% report having at least one mental health issue. More than half screened positive for depression, as they should be. 53% of them reported having intentionally injured themselves. One campus official claimed that every school should have a trans-experienced therapist, if not at least one trans...
What?
If not at least one trans-identified therapist, and should have at least one support group specifically for trans students.
Who's saying this?
I don't know.
I mean, they don't even put cops in schools, and they want to hire some...
Trannies.
Some tranny therapist. That's the craziest you-know-what I ever heard in my life. And I'm as gay as a goose, but I'm just going to tell you, I don't get this stuff. I don't understand it.
Are geese gay?
Well, sometimes they go both ways.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
That's what I'm saying. You know? Right, exactly.
My friends, Bath Innovations, in addition to being generous sponsors of our BathInnovations.com guest hotline, are experienced general contractors, and they specialize in bathrooms. A lot of you guys have ugly bathrooms. You don't have to, though.
Because they're gender confused.
Well, they could be gender confused, or they could just live in a place that needs to be updated a little bit. And that's where Bath Innovations comes in. You can check out more information, bathinnovations.com. You can also check out Bath Innovations in person, right across from the Home Depot on the East Boulevard, directly across the street in the Cronier's Jewelry Shopping Center, that green roof shopping center over there.
Yeah.
That is where Bath Innovations is in. They got a beautiful little rubber ducky on the sign. You can't miss it. Get by there when you get a chance. They're kind of around on the side. Get by there when you get a chance. Bath Innovations, bathinnovations.com, or you can call them the old-fashioned way, 271-2723, 271-2723. They do anything. They do anything bath-related. They can do a simple reglaze of a tub or basin all the way up to a complete overhaul of the entire bathroom. They'll tear it down to the studs, inspect for insect or water damage, and then start over from there. And it's amazing when they get done. It's inexpensive. They get in, they get out. They're fast. A lot of times, especially on like the acrylic makeovers, they can do it in like 2 days.
Yeah.
In, out. You got a brand new...
Bing, bang, boom.
Brand new bathroom in 2 days. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Get bathinnovations.com on the phone. 271-2723. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, Jack Campbell, right after this.
Place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The best things in
life are free. Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5, right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
You wouldn't go to a mechanic and expect them to bake a great birthday cake, so why use all-in-one contractors who dabble in a little bit of everything but aren't pros of anything? Baron Coleman from News & Views here. Don't get caught up in using a jack-of-all-trade and a master of none. At Chase Interiors does one thing, ceiling and wall repair. From drywall cracks to holes in your walls or ceilings, that's their specialty. Always on time, they try to make the process as pleasant and painless as possible. Trust the pros. Trust Chase Interiors. 799-1502, 799-1502 for Chase Interiors.
I'm a mom, and I know David Woods.
I'm a veteran. I know David Woods.
We know David Woods.
Sure, I know David Woods. David cares about education, and I trust him to fix our broken schools.
David volunteers to support our military. He'll protect Maxwell and Gunter Air Force bases.
You know, David Woods is as sick of criminals as we are. He'll put a police precinct in every part of Montgomery.
David Woods has the vision to make Montgomery a better, safer city.
I'm David Woods. I want to bring Montgomery together to rid our neighborhoods of crime and reverse the downward decline of our schools so all our children can achieve their dreams. Together, we can create new opportunities, new hope, and new jobs for the River Region.
Join me
in voting for
our next mayor.
David Woods for mayor.
Paid for by David Woods for Montgomery. 2261 Vaughn Lane, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole. I have a clip I might play today. I say that and then never play them.
I was going to say.
But I might actually play one today.
A news clip?
The God Emperor talking to a reporter on China.
China.
Oh, but I got an Epstein update. Oh, let me do this first. Tom Latham, Finney Aaron Concrete Technologies. My man Tom Latham is on the job, my friends. On the job. This guy, when you call Tom Latham at Finney Aaron Concrete Technologies, you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. He's easy to get in touch with, 284-9292, 284-9292. You can check him out on the web, pennyearn.co, or you can find him on Facebook. They got before and after pictures there, just basically littering Facebook. I mean, thousands of before and after pictures. They got videos. He's got the best crews. I mean, the best crews. I-9 compliant crews. Not all these other construction people can say that. They've got just an amazing, amazing operation he runs out there. He runs a good operation. Runs a very tight operation. Whether you need a big job or a small job, as long as it's concrete involved or you're creating a vacation destination in your backyard, then you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. Tom Latham, Penny Earned Concrete Technologies, 284-9292. Sorry, I was trying to multitask. I can't multitask. I can't do it. I don't know how you people claim to multitask.
I don't.
Do you claim to multitask?
No.
Yeah,
most people can't.
And I don't think anyone can. I think what some people do is they're able to shift their attention back and forth very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But they're giving like 2 or 3 seconds to this job and 2 or 3 seconds to that job back and forth. But they're losing all that time in transition. If they would just do one thing and then do the next.
Correct.
They'd be fun.
I love the way he's giving this lecture on multitasking when he's the most guilty party of all.
I try and I can't do it. I try.
But I've noticed that, like, when you're answering the phone and there's stuff going on, you do hear both.
I can hear. I can't. Like, I could sit here and listen to two conversations. I could put a phone up to each ear and listen to two conversations. Yeah. I don't know how my brain is able to split it up. So I can listen to what's going on the phone and screen a call at the same time. I mean, listen to what's going on the radio and screen a call at the same time.
I keep hitting my mic. I can't talk to one.
I can't talk to someone on the phone and screen a call, which is why I'm not going to screen the call, because we're talking. Who's this? You're on the air.
Donkey Lori,
how are you?
Hey, I wanted to comment on something about the percentage of kids that identify as transgender.
Yes, yes, trannies.
I got a question for you, because it ran through my mind. What do you think there is between the correlation of the amount of hormones that are pumped into the food, you know, the dairy, the milk, and all that, with, I mean, because, I mean, like, I don't know. Why is it so much more now? And if you look at high school kids nowadays, I swear I've seen beards on some of these boys that would make ZZ Top, you know, like, wow.
Yeah, let me address a couple things. One is, your original question was, what about the hormones in the foods, right?
Yeah, could that be affecting, like...
Something's happening, because when I was... How old were you when girls started having boobs in school?
Like 12, 13.
12, 13?
Yeah. Now it's like 9.
Now it's like 9 or 10.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right?
But it's not just girls with boobs at that age. How many juniors and seniors in high school had full beards when you were in high school?
Nobody. They still look like little boys.
How many of you, Jack?
Every now and then you'd see some. Because he was what we call back then a hood, who was like 16 in the... Eighth grade.
Right. Yeah. Right. Every now and then you would come across a junior or senior in high school that was able to grow a full beard. Not just a little crustache, you know, cruising in under the beak.
It's still like soft hair instead of
But I'm talking about a beard.
Right. Nobody hardly.
Go to high school now.
Oh, I know.
The whole place is full of full beards. Because beards are really in style right now. Everybody's
my
got a
theory,
beard.
Based on no medical technology or studies, I think the high incidence of Alzheimer's today has to do with food intake.
Like chemicals in the food?
Yeah, I really do, because, I mean, back then it was called hardening of the arteries or senility. Oh, he's senile. But today it's a lot of early dementia, and Alzheimer's is full-blown today, and I really do think it's dietary.
Well, back to your question on hormones in the food, I think that could be part of it. I think a lot of it is all these scents and smells. I can't stand smells. I don't like scented lotions. I use unscented soap. I don't use shampoo. We use unscented
detergent
for our washer, unscented fabric softener. We don't use scented cleaners around the house. No scented lotions or anything. All our lotion is unscented. We use a lot of unscented stuff at our house, and so many people use scented stuff. And I'm telling you, that stuff's evil. That stuff is bad. Stop using it. It's bad for you. It makes you crazy. And I swear it's causing these young boys to have their gender bended and causing the young girls to have their genders bended. And it's confusing the hell out of young people. Because, hell, eighth grade was hard enough without all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It just was. And I don't know if they're putting something in the milk, if it's something in the chicken, if it's something in the beef, or they pumping these things up full of steroids and other chemicals to increase milk production or increase beef size or increase chicken size and all that. I don't know the answer to that. But I promise you, these cosmetics, these gender-bending cosmetics, are part of the problem. I promise you they're part of the problem. Lori, thank you for your call. It reminds me of one of the greatest songs we've ever played on this.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Frogs! It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay frogs.
Well, this is probably not Alex Jones' finest moment.
I'm gonna say it's by far
his finest moment.
Finest moment.
No, it's not great. His finest moment.
It's the best.
Have you ever seen this meltdown, Jake?
Yeah, I have. I didn't. Of course, I did not see it live.
He's nuts. He's nuts.
He's the best.
All right, Lori, appreciate your call. Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman back after this. We'll do some more speculation on the other side of the break. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I
voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
This is Jim Ziegler, your state auditor, or as my friends say, state agitator. I am blessed to lead a movement of over 41,000 people to block the Mobile Bayway toll. ALDOT's plan for a toll of $1,080 a year per car would devastate working people. But this problem is not just for Mobile. A bill passed that enables ALDOT to put toll bridges and roads anywhere in Alabama. Highway 280 and I-565 are potential toll operations. ALDOT has admitted that tolls are their tax of the future. Join this common sense campaign and say no to ALDOT's future toll plans anywhere in Alabama. Call Governor Ivey today, 334-242-7100, and tell her no new tolls in Alabama. And join our Facebook group, Block the Mobile Bayway Toll.
This is Tracy Kelly with ASE Credit Union, and we like to advertise with Blue Water Broadcasting because of the flexibility of packages they offer and broad demographic reach of their stations.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather. Hi, everybody. If your town has been hoping for rain but missing the showers that have been going around, the rain chances do get better over the next few days. For today, hot and humid with a high temperature in the middle 90s, triple-digit heat indices. The showers and thunderstorms will be random but in better supply this afternoon and this evening. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, your odds of getting wet are actually up a notch as a frontal system approaches, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms roaming around, highs in the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
You trust us at ASE Credit Union, which is why we want to thank you for voting us the best credit union in Central Alabama's Reader's Choice Awards. We've been providing awesome products and personal service for our members for over 60 years. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Union, if you want a checking account that works for you instead of you working for your checking account, how about that? A checking account that gives you money. Jack, could you imagine you go into your bank and they have the audacity to charge you to host a checking account?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awful.
I know.
You go to ASE Credit Union, you charge them. They pay you money. You're the boss. You're the owner. You're the member. It's your credit union. Get by there when you get a chance. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations in the River Region. The Kasasa checking account, second to none in the region. I don't care where else you bank, go open a Kasasa checking account today. Seriously, today. Get by there today. It is an amazing, amazing feature. They give you cash back on every purchase, up to $12 a month. Or they give you, if you put $30,000 in a checking account, 4% APY. That's $100 a month they just give you. See store for details. It's amazing. 9 locations in the River Region, 5,000 co-op locations. The Casasa checking account at ASE Credit Union is amazing, and you're going to love it. On the web, yourasecu.com, yourasecu.com. Federally insured NCUA, equal opportunity lender.
Jonathan Winters used to do a skit as a Southern politician running for president, and he was asked, what would you do to help the economy? He said, well, I think what you would do is that when you go cash a check at a bank for $150, they ought to give you back $170, and you'd be putting $20 back in it. It was so funny because he did this, the most incredible voice. He was so funny. But these banks, and that's hats off to ASE Credit Union, because it just gets worse.
Yeah.
I mean, to use an ATM now is $3.50.
Yeah.
If it's not your home bank.
Well, some of them are $5.
It's just unbelievable.
I paid $4.99 not too long ago.
I wonder how much money they're raking in due to that. I mean,
well, that's the thing. ASE Credit Union doesn't nickel and dime you to death.
Right.
They don't have corporate shareholders and all that. They have members. And if they turn a profit, you know what they do? They plow it back into the members in reduced rates, reduced fees, better locations, better options, better availability. Better hours, whatever it is, better website, better online banking. It's amazing what they do. You got to get by ASE Credit Union. If you've never been a member of a credit union, leave work now. It's 11:38. Take lunch early and go. Open a checking account over lunch.
What about Jeffrey?
I got a Jeff Epstein update.
Now, I heard this the other day before you, that Seth Rich and Ron Brown were seen going to visit him in jail.
They might be seen going to visit him in heaven. Actually, I don't know that Jeff would have made it through. Jeff Epstein's former cellmate. You remember we talked about his former cellmate?
Yeah.
He kind of fell off the radar.
Yeah.
This was a guy. I've got a picture of him here. His name was Nicholas Tartaglione.
Oh, high crimes and misdemeanors. He dumped somebody in the East River.
Well, he briefly bunked with Epstein at the MCC, the Metropolitan Correctional Center. He'd been told by various guards there to shut up, stop talking, and stop complaining. As questions swirled about how the accused sex trafficker was able to commit suicide in federal custody. This according to Tartaglione's attorney, Bruce Barquette, in a letter to White Plains federal judge Kenneth Karras. What kind of names are these up there? Barquette, Karras, Tartaglione?
Seriously.
Tartaglione was sharing a cell with Epstein during what's believed to have been the 66-year-old's first suicide attempt on July 23. The two were separated before Epstein hanged himself August 10. Epstein told his lawyers Tartaglione had roughed him up, according to a previous report. The cop's lawyer, Bruce Barquette, said, I don't know what you're talking about. He got cleared, and no charges brought up on him. He fell.
He fell.
He fell. Not my fault.
He fell down.
He fell
down. He's clumsy.
He fell down.
Hey, you know, look, we knew he was a klutz when he came in here. He fell down a lot.
In this request for transfer, the 51-year-old Tartaglione said he was told by prison officials there would be a price to pay if he talks about Epstein's death. Now, you know why Tartaglione's in federal custody?
I do not know.
No, take a look at this guy first. You see that guy?
God almighty.
You see this Tartaglione guy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You think he could kill a man with his bare hands?
I think he could break a highway bone, Baron.
This guy is massive. He looks like Mr. Clean and Arnold Schwarzenegger's love child. I mean, he's bigger than Schwarzenegger was. And he's got a Yorkie or something on his lap. He faces the death penalty, Jack Campbell, for his alleged involvement in 4 drug-related murders. Federal government claims the ex-cop Tartaglione and an accomplice lured Martin Luna to a Chester, New York lounge to find stolen cocaine money and instead ended up killing Luna and 3 other men he'd brought for protection. Now, when you and one guy kill the target and the 3 protection guys, you're kind of bad. That's Tartaglione, ladies and gentlemen. So that's your Epstein update. Study shows Ritalin and other ADHD drugs change the structure of children's brains. When a child's diagnosed with ADD or ADHD or some other such psychiatric disorder, oftentimes they're put on a course of medicine. And these high-profit-minded pharmaceutical companies, big pharma, as it were, and the doctors that hand out these drugs like candies, and even some teachers that hand it out like candies, have hopes that the students will be zoned out and turned into zombies and easier to keep under control. Unfortunately, children end up paying a price for this in terms of their health, as a new study shows the drugs actually change the structure of their young brains.
Uh-oh.
This is bad news for the 5.2% of children aged 2 to 17 who currently take these drugs on a daily basis. 1 out of 20 kids is on psychiatric medication.
Jeez.
That seems too high.
It's just a little bit less than the kids that are wanting to be trans.
Trannies? Well, that's 3 times as many kids as trannies.
Still.
The unsettling study, which was carried out by researchers from the University of Amsterdam, revealed one of the most popular ADHD medications on the market today, methylphenidate, is impacting the development of white matter in the kids' brains. Drugs sold in the U.S. as Ritalin or Concerta.
Why I gotta be white?
White matter?
Yeah, man.
Because it's colored white?
Why are you making it racial?
White brains matter.
No, white brain matter.
Oh,
white brain matter.
Oh, I see.
For the study, the researchers recruited young boys and adult men who had been diagnosed with ADHD but had no history of taking methylphenidate. They divided them into 2 groups, a placebo group and a group that took the drug every day for 16 weeks. Just 4 months. Less than 4 months. All participants were given an MRI before and after the study. A metric known as something I can't pronounce, FA, was used to assess the white matter levels in the participants' brains. Measures the density and size of nerve fibers as well as their coating. The study found the boys who took the drug had an increase in white matter FA. The same effect was not seen in adult men or anyone in the placebo group. White matter in the brain is needed for tasks like communication between the various areas of the brain, overall brain function, and learning. They don't know what it could mean in the long term, but it's clear the changing development of brain structure is far from natural. Researchers believe the decision should not be taken lightly to take these drugs. And the study only involved males. They don't know whether there's a similar effect on girls. But 5.2% of children aged 2 to 17? Who the hell puts a 2-year-old on Ritalin?
Seriously.
I have a
It's called acting like a 2-year-old.
I have a 15-month-old. She's friggin' nuts. But you know what? They all were at 15 months. Hell, a 3- or 4-year-old. Whoever said terrible twos need to be shot and killed? They ain't never seen a 3- or 4-year-old, I can assure you.
Correct. Because that conditions you to think that when they turn 3, they're going to be like, you know.
Like all of a sudden chilled out?
Yeah.
No, they ramp up. Actually, by the time they're 5 or 6, they turn into lambs. Mm-hmm. They're lovely little children.
Mm-hmm.
At least mine are.
3-nagers.
3- and 4-year-olds are tough.
They are.
What do I have? I got my number 6 is 3 years old. That means I've had 6 3-year-olds and 6... Or 5 4-year-olds. Hopefully he'll make 4. Ugh, I don't know. The way they jump on each other and jump off of stuff, he might not. I've never met a kid who didn't want to get high and hit the ground at a high rate of speed. Not high like smoking dope, but
jump
I mean, like,
high. Yeah.
Getting high up on a tree or a bed or a banister. It's unbelievable. 11:45, Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, Dave Mowry, the BathInnovations.com guest hotline, wide open at 272-9228. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, guys, Red Top, I know I've been on once, but I want to tell you what's going on with the Ritalin and the kids. Is if you get your kid on Ritalin, you get crazy checks from the government.
Is that what it is?
That's what it is, because my ex-wife did it. It really pissed me off, and considering he was not my own child, there wasn't a damn thing I could do about it. I raised hell to the doctor and everybody around it, and her parents did it, too. So, and this goes on in the rural areas. In particular, you would not believe how many people are on disability in the country.
I wonder if rural areas' of fascination with meth has anything to do with their early use of methylphenidate and
it all ties together because, for instance, in Arizona, meth was just unbelievable everywhere.
Honestly, they live in Arizona. What else are they going to do? You got to do something.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's horrible. I'm glad I did it, but I'm glad I'm gone. I lived there 2 years, and it was damn miserable. And the West Coast is just as miserable. It's a messed up place. Seems to be where all the Nazi sympathizers are, Antifa, and all these guys. They're all demonstrating out on the West Coast. It ain't in Atlanta or Alabama. But the crazy checks still go on. It really pissed me off. There wasn't a damn thing I could do about it. And what really pissed me off is the school was a complicit participant in this whole thing. The teachers will let kids off to go take their Ritalin. They make sure they take their medication every day. I find that alarming, don't you?
Quite. Thanks for your call. Quite alarming.
I didn't know you got a government check for that. But big, I'm not surprised.
Well, the crazy check in Alabama as of a few years ago was $674 per child if you could get SSI to or Social Security to cut the check. If you could get them convinced you needed it. So if you had three kids each making that, that's like $1,900 a month. I mean,
that's free money.
That's a really nice house payment. John.
Hey, man, how you doing today?
Doing well, good sir. How are you?
All right. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and I got to agree with your last caller on that. I got an ex-wife. Her daughter was, I think Bethany was 4 years old at the time. Yeah. And they put her on Vyvanse.
I don't know what that
is. And I did my homework and everything. Well, it's like Adderall.
Okay.
It's just a different version of Adderall. And, you know, and they put her on this because she was being a kid. And I feel like, I understand. They keep wanting to put all these kids on these medications because they're kids. Why don't they put make the parents start having to take an IQ test before they even have children?
You would be a good Democrat.
Oh, no.
What? Democrats would not want anybody to have to take a test about anything.
Oh, come on. They're protecting the entire abortion industry, trying to get blacks out of the system. I mean, that's what Democrats are.
My thing is, what I mean by that is, I don't feel like humans should have to reach for a pill every time something's wrong. You know, and I feel like all the ones that want to give a child a pill just for being a child or because they think something might be wrong, well, give them a pill or give them a test and see what's wrong with them.
Yeah, I'm looking at this Vyvanse. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, it's like Adderall. It's like it's a government form of methamphetamine, what it looked like to me.
Yeah, it definitely says it's an amphetamine.
100%. Uh-huh, and I've done my homework on it, and, like, for people who don't... Now, I've heard good things about it. It helps people who are, like, really ADHD and hyperactive. You know, it has a reverse action on them, but I've also heard that there are people that get really... They're highly addicted to this, and they're taking it just to wig out and get high on it, and I'm wondering why they would give this to a kid.
Wig out? Is he saying Mike Rogers, Congressman Mike Rogers, might use this? Thanks for your call, John.
No, he needs that hair stimulation stuff.
Propecia?
Something like that.
Well, he said wig out.
Right.
Oh.
11 minutes till the top of the hour. Jack Campbell, Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman, solving the world's problems. One telephone call at a time. One segment at a time. We can only handle one problem, sure. Per segment. Please, people.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Mr. Sandman.
It's time for Mr. Sandman's Not Quite Famous End of Summer Sale. A sale so amazing we can only do it once a year, right before we start our fall sale. Seriously, we have a huge inventory of mattresses, headboards, and beds drastically discounted to reduce excess inventory. A large selection of 10 to 12 inch thick king mattresses under $3.99. Queen mattresses from $149. Twins from $99. Full headboards from $79. Queen beds from $149. Special discounts available on Serta, Beauty Rest, Jameson, and Sutherland mattresses, as well as many adjustable bases. Mr. Sandman still has a nice selection of floor samples to liquidate, including iComfort, Heirloom, Jameson Latex, and other premium sets. Mr. Sandman currently has over 400 mattresses and 200 beds and headboards in stock for immediate pickup or fast delivery. Shop around, but visit us before spending your money. We normally offer at higher quality and lower prices than our competitors, while maintaining excellent customer service. In Montgomery or Millbrook, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They've got proprietary pipelining technology. And ask them about their tankless water heaters. When you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, welcome back in. 7 minutes till the top of the hour. I have in the studio my son, Pearson. You know Pearson.
Yeah, I know Pearson.
Asked me last night, Daddy. I said, what? He said, but Daddy. What's the F stand for in Jack's first name?
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, he used to tell people it was Fitzgerald, but it's actually Franklin. He's like, really? Why would he tell people it was Fitzgerald? I was like, I don't know
why. Jack didn't tell him anything I did?
I said, I don't know why he tells people it's Franklin. I said, his name's not Franklin Fitzgerald Jackson Campbell or anything like that.
You should queue up Glengarry Glenn Ross for him. Tell him what it really stands for.
What? No. We're not going to use any foul language.
I didn't say it, did I? I just said you should queue up Glengarry Glenn Ross.
My mother-in-law was at the house, and she doesn't say fart. And thinks it's a foul word.
Poot instead.
Well, I don't know, says something. And then she said, you know, and she told my daughter, my 12-year-old daughter, she's like, I don't like the F word. My daughter's like, who likes the F word? I was like, have you met Jack?
I say, Daddy says Mr. Dave likes to say it.
Dave likes the F word a lot. Auburn House Wash, auburnhousewash.com, 826-WASH. Spencer Mann is taking the River Region by storm. So much, in fact. Not really storm. More of a proprietary low-pressure washing system. He's taking it by proprietary low-pressure wash system. Spencer Mann has created a behemoth of a company at Auburn House Wash. He's now got a truck dedicated to the River Region. So Montgomery, Autauga, Elmore County, and the surrounding area around here, call 826-WASH, area code 334, of course. It's an Auburn number. 826-WASH. Jump on auburnhousewash.com or find them on Facebook. See what they're capable of. During the month of August, you got those summer doldrum blues and you're tired of looking at that ugly house. You can get the roof, walls, and driveway of your house washed by Auburn House Wash using that proprietary low-pressure system. $200 off if you say you heard it here on the radio. Say, my good friend Babarin told me to call you. And they'll take $200 off right off the top. That's Auburn House Wash is an amazing, amazing product. I encourage you to call them today. 826-WASH, auburnhousewash.com. Who just tried to say something?
I don't even know.
Oh, well, let's talk to Randall then, if we don't have anything to say. Randall.
Hey. You know, I've been going to the doctor here lately, you know, past year or so, and about 2 months ago, this is my second month. He wrote me a prescription for Vyvanse, and I was like, man, I know when adults take this, all my life I've been on a couch looking at a blank TV because they were giving me medicine to slow me, to really just put me on the couch so they ain't got to deal with me, I guess is a better, you know, at least way to put it, even when I was grown. And I remember laying on the couch and staring at blank TV, but then he gave me this, and I was thinking, you know, he said, just trust me. The second day I took it like at 7 o'clock that morning, and at 10 o'clock I was asleep. I slept till like 4 o'clock that day. I had the best sleep. I slept all day. I'm sleeping at night now. I mean, but I couldn't afford the Vyvanse now. That's a time release. I tell you what, it's time release. But, man, that stuff's so expensive. I called the doctor like, man, I can't afford that. And he called me in Adderall is what the next thing is what he put me on. And he done upped the dose. And, I mean, it's working. It's working, man.
Did you have any trouble getting to sleep at night, you said? You go right to bed?
No, you know, I used to not sleep at all. You know, I used to be on, you know, listen to Greg at 5:30 in the morning. Now I'm sleeping till 6, 7. I can sleep. You know, I don't have no trouble going to sleep at night. That's good. It in the morning, and he's talking about opening the dose. He won't, you know, he got my daughter watching, you know, things, and I tell him what she says, and my daddy's supposed to come back I asked him to come to Dr. Wilma because he wants to know, you know what I mean, what he needs from them to let me go back and get on the dose. I'm motivated. And I told my daddy that about right now, he laughed. And you know, I understand. I just want him to go in and let the doctor tell him where we at now. And a year from now, I'll be back out there. You know what I mean? Building roads for Montgomery citizens to drive on again. I can't wait, man.
But Ram, I'm glad to hear that.
That's great.
I'm glad to hear. Hey, you know, it's a success story. I'm not saying these drugs are evil and bad and nobody should take them. I'm saying I don't know that 3- and 4-year-olds should be taking them.
Correct.
And I think you should give them to adolescents with great, great care and caution. And probably about out of every 100 people who are taking them, maybe 2 or 3 should actually be taking them. That's all I'm saying. If Randall's having some success, good. By all means. I would just think something that's that charged that gets you up that high would make me a nervous wreck. I can't drink caffeine. Mm. If I drink caffeine, I'd go crazy. Mm. I mean, if I took some Adderall, I'd be sitting in a corner, you know, hugging my knees in the fetal position, rocking, telling you stories from 1996.
Oh, now, wait a minute. That's what I do.
So, Trump has canceled his Denmark visit because Greenland isn't for sale.
Well,
I'm okay with this move.
Why else were we going to meet with them?
I think it's boss.
Why else were we going to meet
with
them?
That's what he said, basically. Look, if Greenland's not for sale, what else are we going to talk about?
You know? I mean, I don't know what we have to talk about if Greenland's not for sale.
I'm in. We need to buy Greenland or take it by force.
We want it now.
I just say we put up a military base and take it by force. Do it the old-fashioned way.
We already had one.
The hell we paying for?
I think we already have one there.
Do we?
Yeah.
Well, then turn your guns outward, gentlemen. Take the island. Not that big. It looks big on a map. It's really actually tiny.
It's because of the Mercator projection, Baron.
Yeah, the Mercator projection. Makes it look massive on a map. It's actually a little bitty tiny island like the size of New Jersey or something.
Jersey.
Yeah. But on a map, it looks freaking gargantuan. So you want to buy that big piece of... It's tiny. It's tiny. Dave? Jack?
Yes, sir?
How many hours till we do this again?
21 for you tomorrow. And I, 42 for Jack, because he's out. He has an excuse to absence.
No, not 42.
45.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot the show. Well, because the important part.
You're talking about how many hours you have to wait.
No.
Well, you don't have to wait. But during the show, we don't wait. Guys, it's noonish. Dan Morris shows around the bend. Dan Morris and Joey Clark. Joey Clark will sit in with Greg Budell from 3 to 6. The Joey Clark Radio Hour from 6 to 7 with whom?
Me and
Dave Mowry.
Dave and Seth.
Dave and Seth.
Seth.
Seth.